We welcome the captain of the Calgary Flames, Mark Giordano. You were just admiring the Rhett Warner apparel line. We have got the Lightning in a Bucket, Hall of Fame career over here, and you enjoyed the one of his face with just nachos at the bottom.
You know what, Gio?
I'm going to steal one of those.
No, you're not. You could be just like everyone else and pay for them, because I know what it's like when you play in the NHL. Everyone gives you freebies. That's when you can actually afford.
Well, maybe we can set up an endorsement deal or something where I wear it and when the cameras come in the room before the game.
That should totally be warm-up gear. Oh. That's awesome.
Hey, Hanlon, can you go grab my Rhett Warner t-shirt? I got to do interviews. So, here you are. Another season. You're fit, dude.
Thanks, man.
Are you down? Like, are you?
Try to stay around the same. I'm not one of those guys who... I don't like to be too heavy. I like feeling lighter, actually, on the ice. So, yeah, I try to stay lean and as strong as possible. So,
what are you talking about? Same. I remember you way back. You're big as a house. Now you look like a greyhound.
When I first came in, I didn't know too much about how to work out, I don't think. And all about the beach workout and, not too worried about sports specific
stuff.
Well,
we had Matt Nichol on a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, he's great. I actually went to the BioSteel camp in Toronto there, and it was a good experience, and I enjoyed it. I think that Matt Nichol's he's a genius when it comes to working out and the science behind it, and you learn a lot going to those little camps for sure.
Well,
I basically made him.
In the what not to do.
He was my trainer and near ended me.
Yeah. So this season, we had Backlund in here, and we've been talking about it. There's so much excitement here, and obviously you've been back for just a little bit, but I think Flames fans are so wound up with how last season ended, the way you guys played. Win or not, it was entertainment. Going to the Dome, sorry to say, was fun again. People wanted to go and see the games, and it had almost nothing to do with whether or not you came out with a win or if you're in the playoff chase or anything. They just knew you guys were going to play your bags off and give them an honest 60 minutes. And there's so much excitement this year. And can it continue? Do you feel confident that what you had there in the last 3-4 months of the season will just automatically start up again?
Yeah, I think it was great. The response was great. People come up to us all the time and talk about how they enjoyed watching the style that we played last year and how hard we worked. And now, you know, the next step is obviously we have to start cashing in on some of those one-goal games and getting points and wins at the end of the day to get into the playoffs. It's really nice that everyone was excited and everyone enjoyed watching us play, but from a player standpoint, it's not enough. It sucks not being in playoffs. So I think, you know, the goal for our team has to be to get back into the playoffs as soon as possible. And I think you're right. We have to carry over that hard work, that mentality that we had last year, the style of play, really. But it's going to be more challenging this year because I think there's no surprising teams anymore.
Yeah.
I think maybe we could caught some teams off guard at the start of last year or whatnot, but you know, this year it's going to be that much more difficult. But I think we've made some great moves, and you know, we have a lot of competition going into camp. That's always a great thing for an organization.
How long do you think? Because I mean, you're saying all the right answers, right?
Yeah.
How long do you think that a team or a city is going to cheer if those wins don't show up? You know what I mean? Because there is you hate to say a low expectation, because the expectation is that you guys are going to work and outwork the other teams, even if you don't get those wins. But at some point, the enjoyment that fans get from watching that switches to disappointment in that, that's great, you guys are working hard, there has to be some results. Is that something that you guys as a team do you think, I mean, you haven't even started the season, but is that going to be a focal point for you guys? I mean, you're the captain. Is this something that you and Bob Hartley and the coaching staff are going to say, all right, you guys, enough. You go into the room. Yeah, great, we're working hard. Let's have a win here.
Well, yeah, I think you're bang on. I think you see it around the league. I mean, the fans are patient, and we're in a market where our fans have a good knowledge about the game, so they're really patient and they understand the process. But for me personally, I've been here for, you know, we haven't been in the playoffs for a long time in my mind.
Since I left.
Yeah, and it's time to...
That hardly ever comes up, Gio.
It's time to get back in.
I didn't know that, Rhett. Never heard that. Yeah,
rarely comes up. Sorry, go ahead.
No, it's time to get back into the, you know, those are the...
Well, because it's got to be draining for you. Not that you're not having fun and it's a great environment, but you're old enough now where you're going, where are those playoffs? Where is that?
Yeah. But last year was really refreshing for myself because... I felt like we took a big step in the right direction as far as the way we were playing and our style of play. And I think now it's about we have that core or that system in place, and now it's about adding pieces and players that are going to push us into playoffs for sure.
You've got rid of all the dead weights and the big names and the
Warners. No, I mean it's
but
just,
it is different
it
when you've got a
it
group
was a change.
Of, yeah, when you've got a group of guys that are like-minded. Similar ability almost where it's not, there's not as much a pecking order. There used to be a pecking order in that dressing room. Nah, you won't say it, but I will.
You know what, Red? I think the expectations thing, it wore on some guys. I think at one point we were expected to make playoffs and we weren't getting in. And now, you know, obviously the bar's come down as far as expectations and we took a huge step last year. But the expectations are going to go up as every year goes by now, and we have to know that as players. But, you know, internally we're excited, I think. I think, you know, with the competition we have in every position, like you look at every position this year in camp, there's some good competition going on. I think it's going to push our team forward for sure.
I have other questions, but it's what you're going to answer, honestly, and what the company line is. And you're the captain. You got to do that. We've talked to a lot of guys, even here today. Talked to McGrattan yesterday, Backlund. What from 2 years ago to this, the team as it is now, you seem closer. You seem like the clicks are
you're
gone.
A team.
And you care for each other, and a lot of guys will point to you. I'm just curious, without getting too far into detail, is this a I'm named the captain, so I'm going to have a State of the Union address with the players. I want to tell them, here, you know, I'm honored to be captain. Here's how it's going to be. Or it's not about that. I'm going to lead by example. But it is almost, from the outside looking in, like a switch was flipped that the team changed upon your being named the captaincy.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know about that. I think it was more of a, like you said, the culture changed. We made some moves. We had a fresh start.
But what is that? You know, I'm not trying to back into
yes,
the corner.
Yes, you are.
But we talk about, we need to get a culture change.
Well, I'll say it for you. The culture change is that pecking order is now gone. Everyone's on the same level. Yeah, Gio's the captain, but I'm expecting that in that room, Gio doesn't, he's not going into Bob Hartley's room and saying, we're not practicing today. Stuff like that used to happen. Or Gio's not going into Bob Hartley's room and saying, I'm not practicing today. You guys go ahead. There's different teams and there's different scenarios, and that's happened throughout, you know, lots of NHL teams. But this Flames team, now, without guys that were here earlier and that had been here a long time, and there's from Robert Aguirre to Alex Tangay to Jerome Iginla to Mika Kiprusoff, they had their own standard. I would say that this team now, the standard's the same and the expectations are the same for Gio or for Lance Boma or for Brandon Bolig, who's coming in. Anyone that goes into that room, same expectations.
Yeah, that's bang on. I mean, our coaching staff, if you don't play the right way, if you don't play a certain way, you're not playing. So from that standpoint, yeah, you're bang on. That's
and as players, how much do you like that? Even for, I know Bob Hartley's practices are killer. I wouldn't survive. But when you're a player, what you want from your coach is no gray. I want to know that if I go out and do my job, I'm going to be on the ice. Yeah. I'm going to get my ice. Because even like Sutz back in 03 or 04. Well, if Iggy sucked in Montreal, and he was going to sit on the bench. And as players, you kind of like the fact that the coach is going to hold you and you and you and you all to the same
standard.
And if you're not going to perform to that, well, you're not going to play.
Oh, yeah, and I think that's the right way. I mean, that's the way it should
be.
It's
the only. Yeah.
And I think that's, like you said, our team right now, if you look at our roster, who's the superstar? There is none. There isn't no superstar on our team. So that's the only way we're going to be successful. And I think I believe in that. I think it's the right way. I mean, forcing guys to earn their ice time and forcing guys to earn, you know, respect and playing time is huge.
And that's why this team, I think, relates to this city. Because that's
it's accountability, right?
If you want it, go out, work for it. And there's a lot there. If you want to work for it, you can. Life can be great if you want to work for it. And I would think for you, you got to be proud to be the captain, to be the figurehead, if you will, of a team that operates in that fashion.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, that's exactly it. Everyone. I think that's how the fans were so behind this last year, was because we had that mentality that reflected on them, right? So. But being in the room, it's you know, Glennie, Stage, you know, all the older guys in the room, we all try to have that same mentality where, you know, no one's going to complain, no one's going to come into the room and be negative. It's just going to, we know we're going to have to work hard every day, whether it be a game or practice, but that sort of builds that bond with your teammates.
And that's kind of the other thing we talk about. A lot of fans, well, it's a rebuild and there's going to be new faces and new players. And the other side of that is, well, you need to have those veterans. You need to have the Stagins, the Glenn Cross. I'll throw you in that group. You need to have the older players to still kind of, if there's a culture, they need to kind of maintain that. Obviously, you would agree to the re-signing of Stagin, just as an example.
Here.
How important is that to where the Flames are and where they're going in the next 3 years?
Well, it's a huge sign. I mean, it was so important for our team, and I think that's why you see the term he got. Stage is, he's played the most games, you know, he's been around for the longest on our team, and he's a quiet guy. He's, you know, he's not a guy who's going to be a rah-rah guy, but in the room, when he says things and when he steps up and speaks, you know, there's a lot of respect that goes to him. He's been around for a long time, and I think, you know, his game's very underrated. I think playing with him and being our, you know, a centerman who plays against top lines most nights, he does a great job. And guys like that are huge for teams, for sure.
Well, we got to let him go.
We probably should let him go.
Get some balls. Get ready here.
Don't want him to tweak a oblique or something.
I know. What did you call him when he walked in? You can't really say that.
Can you say that on there?
No, sir.
Well, you look like you're ready, and I know fans are ready. And have you watched any of these young kids, the Sam Bennetts? Are you hearing about these kids?
I was actually, Jack was in the bath last night, and I had the iPad up watching the,
is that right?
The game while he was playing in the bath. And, yeah, it was a pretty good licking they laid last night. So it's...
And you talk to a lot of the new faces. You're on the phone all summer, right?
Yeah. That was, well, you know, texting and stuff like that. Trying to, especially, you know, guys who are UFA signing with us, you know, new guys, trying to welcome them and help them out if they need anything. But those young guys look great. I think Furley, I thought, was looking really good. And, you know, Johnny Goudreau and Bennett also caught my eye. So
are you too young to call him, like, Ralph?
Ralph Furley, do you know who Ralph Furley is?
No.
See, yeah, that's too bad. Three's company.
Thanks for your time, Gio. We'll let you go hit those balls now. Hey, all good right. To see you. Thanks for stopping by.